The only differences are when you look at quality of life, alectinib was unable to show a statistically significant difference over crizotinib, but brigatinib could. And the other is the pill burden. Now, I've talked to patients and they go, pill burden doesn't matter. I'm talking about a life-threatening disease. Why do I care if I take, 100 pills a day or one? And you go, well, that's fine if I said the only way you can stay alive is 100 pills a day. You'll take it. But I offered you a choice. Most people would probably take one pill a day.
So alectinib is 8 pills a day. Brigatinib is 1.
Yeah. And the tolerability compared to crizotinib, the only one that's actually shown a statistically significant improvement is brigatinib. Alectinib looked the same. And that's certainly my clinical experience. Brigatinib is a somewhat better tolerated drug than alectinib. These are all pretty good tolerated drugs, though.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you about your clinical experience. Because, initially I had this thought that alectinib was no problem at all, like zero problems. And then I started to hear stuff, edema or whatever, but what do you actually see?
So some people, there are people who will have the worst possible drug and they have no side effects. And there are people who you give the drug that everyone else tolerates and they have terrible side effects. But in general, most people on alectinib are still aware that they're taking a medication. They get peripheral edema. They often get exaggerated skin photosensitivity, which varies, depending on where you are in the world and what season you're in. Brigatinib, I would say occasionally people can get some achiness associated with it. You can certainly get myalgia with alectinib, probably a little bit more exaggerated. And then, I would say in general, if our goal is perfect control of disease and normal quality of life, brigatinib gets closer to that in most people than alectinib does.